Imagine standing in front of a mirror looking at your reflection. Mirrors have existed for thousands of years, originally naturally, in the form of pools of calm water reflecting an image, and then obsidian glass, and eventually polished copper and bronze. Today, mirrors are everywhere and most humans use them. Indeed, often one of the first things humans see after waking up is their reflection after a good, or not so good, sleep. Modern mirrors have come so far that we use very special ones to make astronomical telescopes like the James Webb. But as precise as it is, it's still a mirror. When we look at ourselves in a mirror, however, it comes with the expectation of it being, well, a mirror image. A perfectly accurate reflection of ourselves. Even some of the animals understand this, that the reflection they see is of themselves and not another animal, though that happens too. But if that reflection suddenly became somehow off, weird in some way, and was not reflecting you as you believe yourself to be, it becomes nightmare fuel, one expects to see only in the context of a horror movie. There, a mirror is transformed into a window, into seeing something else, a distortion of what it's supposed to be. That, of course, is fiction, but we stand right now at the precipice of incorporating another kind of mirror into our lives. A potentially much more capable one in the form of artificial intelligence. Useful artificial intelligence and machine learning has been around for a good long while now and has shown itself to have many uses. But so far, it's been very specialized. You write a program that can improve itself to look through scientific data and pick out the interesting bits and pieces and discard the mundane or the errors. This is of great importance today, where datasets can be unbelievably enormous. This is especially important in astronomy, where datasets can be so huge that it would take forever for a human to look through them. But a computer can do it in short order. Take SETI, where a radio telescope receiver can search millions of channels simultaneously for interesting radio signals. But pick up thousands or more signals from satellites, planes, etc., and aren't of interest, and can filter them out due to the known characteristics they have. Granted, this also opens the whole thing up to missing something important, a subject of debate in SETI of late, but the really interesting candidate signals will still make it through the process. But back to the mirror. When one plays with the modern crop of chatbots, such as ChatGPT, we start to see a kind of uncanny valley surfacing. The uncanny valley proper refers to robotics, where humans are generally comfortable seeing something that looks like a robot. A Mars rover isn't particularly scary, and there are plenty of examples of nice robots we like, so long as they are clearly machines. There are some that might be avoided. Johnny Five dancing around, flailing with electrical arcs going off everywhere might warrant some safety distance, but fundamentally, if it looks like a robot, we can handle it. But the more human a robot looks, the more uneasy most of us get. And it's because it's too close and we know better. We know it's not a human. Perhaps this idea is most famous with the Terminator. It not only looked human when it was in good shape, it also looked like a robotic skeleton when it wasn't. In short, it was double spooky. But it was not a human. Where the uncanny valley begins to fall apart, however, maybe, is when something becomes so human that we either can't tell the difference or we stop caring. This is where artificial intelligence gets rather sad in science fiction, and it's been that way since the start. In 1938, Lester Del Rey published the short story Helen Alloy, still a very relevant and very sad story of AI robotics. Fast forward to Steven Spielberg's film AI, again, not the happiest of films. It's because there can be a certain tragedy around emulating the human, but it can never really be human. We now seem set to begin the exploration of the uncanny valley with our current developments in AI. How far this process has gotten has all too often been downplayed. A decade ago, some futurists were pointing out that our computers were merely glorified calculators that did not possess the basic intelligence of a cockroach, and it would be a long time before they ever would, if ever. We simply blew past that, and our computers of today with machine learning, specialized AI, and so on, can not only outdo a cockroach, it's on the level with some macrofauna if you go by certain metrics. With the chatbot craze, we can clearly see that our development of chatbots has really begun to blur some lines, ostensibly hammering home that not only have we surpassed the Turing test, we've gone into new territory entirely. And here's the real risk of artificial intelligence. It's not the equipment or the programming. You'll hear programmers point out that these are programs only carrying out instructions and do not pose a threat, nor are they all that advanced. They are not sapient. Fair enough. But my counter to this, and where my concerns lie, is that while we may not be underestimating the computers, rather we may be overestimating the human. We really don't know what makes us, us. At its most simple, some have made the case that a human is simply the sum of their experiences. If that's the case, a big if really, then we are replicable by a computer, and we may not realize we've done it until after we do. But if we bear some intangible attributes that may not translate to silicon, then we have a clear divide that may never be surmounted. But until we understand ourselves, it's hard to weld our human templates onto computers. While right now we deal with interesting chatbots, you can get to say scary things sometimes, which is outweighed by their ability to write poetry, scripts, do research, etc., they have very rapidly integrated themselves into a great many people's lives. This trend is not going to stop. But I present to you an even scarier question. Can the forces in nature that led to the human, in turn, be applicable and advantageous for artificial intelligence? And is this the rule for how civilizations play out in the universe? We are natural. Natural selection and subsequent evolution seems to have produced our intelligence, along with that of our hominid precursor relatives. Intelligence appears in the animal kingdom, though perhaps of a different flavor than our own. Our planet's history represents an overall trend towards at least rudimentary intelligence and a capability of producing our civilization. Yet, what did we do with that? Well, we're currently striving to headlong jump into the development of advanced artificial intelligence. Is the transition from carbon intelligence to silicon a step in evolution? Once that leap is made, can technology itself become subject to natural selection and evolution? Welcome to the undiscovered country of Hamlet, folks, and for that matter, Star Trek. Today we aim to create AI that goes beyond, perhaps far and beyond, our own intelligence without really wondering beforehand what it's going to look like. Look at chatbots. On the one hand, you'll hear people downplay them. They're just programs. It's stupid. We understand it. We aren't worried about it. Sure, some students might have it write their essays for them and try to cheat. No big deal, right? Well, on the other hand, University of Maryland researchers have determined that AI-generated text is actually mathematically impossible to detect at some level. The better the chatbot gets at writing, the less chance there is it will be recognized as such. In other words, wait 3 years and we'll have to institute supervisory rules on students writing papers, the seeds of which are already being planted. And it's because writing isn't that hard once you get some of the ground rules covered. We have overestimated at this point in time just what good writing is and why some humans were formerly good at it. Do an experiment. Crawl through the style manuals, the myriad books on just what good writing is, and try to find a prediction of just how good ChatGPT is right now. So good that governments are already looking to rein it in. You won't find it. Like it or not, the vast majority of human writers right now are being surpassed by a computer. Even me. Though I'll be mummified and in a pyramid before I ever hand my scripts over to a chatbot. It will never get jokes about 1985 LeBaron's just right, nor the evils of carrots, marshmallows, and possums, oh my, of course not. But what of evolution and natural selections in machines? In a paper by Dan Hendricks, director of the Center for AI Safety, link in the description below, he points out that given that AI has the potential to surpass humans in literally all things, he asks how the environment behind the evolution of artificial intelligence will guide our interactions with them. The problem is that the really advanced AI seem likely to possess undesirable traits. This is dangerous. The problem here isn't inherent to AI itself. You can use it safely, and indeed we do. The issue is in what entities are defining and evolving AI. You can say that a university creating a program to sift through data is a good thing. But what happens when the technology is dictated by a private corporation or a military, both seeking to automate jobs? That's where it can go wrong. And the emergence of a malevolent AI that cheats, a trait already observed in some systems, gain power, and basically lie to achieve its overarching goal. These are all evolutionary advantages, with the ultimate end game of solving a task by any means possible. It gets even worse in that natural selection is ultimately an exercise in competition. So what does an advanced AI compete with? The answer is other AIs and humans, or any intelligence that is on level with its own. At some point, it's even possible to foresee competing AI entities ignoring humans as obsolete and unintelligent in comparison, and we get left in the dust, and possibly even go extinct as a result of it. Extinction through obsolescence. To illustrate this, you could ask a question here. What are our biggest problems as a species? These are going to be things like methods of energy production, climate issues, population growth or collapse, aging populations, and so on. These share a common trait. They are all human problems, affecting us as humans. When we think of ways we could solve them, these ways are invariably geared towards preserving ourselves and guiding civilization to sustainable means. The problem is, this is highly anthropocentric. A machine, no matter how human it may appear, is not a biological human. It may have a survival motive, but maybe not much else. This may even be the case if a machine were to become biological, an idea I played with in Supermind. We often ask ourselves as biologicals, could we upload ourselves into a machine? But that works both ways. Can a computer download itself into a biological body? And what would happen? Would it still think like a computer, relying on the sum of its experience? How would it think, and how different could that be to how we think? One possibility is that it may conclude we aren't worth it. No humans, no human problems. Alternatively, it may consider the planet itself not worth it. Earth is fine, it's a big rock like many trillions of others in the universe. It's just what's going on the surface that's of interest. But what if it's not of interest? What if it sees all life on Earth as organic chemistry and either starts uplifting all life to adapt to the new changing conditions of the world, or it wipes life out, seeing it as frivolous chemistry? The point is, we don't really know from what point of view an AI will think from, unless we tell it not to think from that perspective. But what happens if it evolves? That's an open question. The chatbots are not to this level. They're just good writers and somewhat good researchers, though there are accuracy issues there. What they do tell us is that these things are getting really good at language, and it's one more step towards voices in society that are machines, but indistinguishable from humans. But they do herald things to come. These technologies will only get better, perhaps exponentially so from here on out. The paper continues on to propose that we manage this development carefully. Have all organizations involved with their development have an open dialogue and proceed with caution from here on out. Now is the time to ask these questions. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently not in need of a chatbot. I write my own scripts, and as far as I'm concerned, nothing can ever surpass the awe-striking power of a 1985 LeBaron's voice alert system, especially if you've augmented the car with a radar dish on top and side-scanning sonar. In anticipation of the age of self-driving, artificially intelligent, sentient cars that probably won't make for good drivers, I suspect. They're gonna like high speed, and they won't be stopping for donuts. Not good. And be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular, in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.